Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful Hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about tawakkul and the etiquettes of tawakkul and trust in Allah. You know, trust in Allah is one of the most beautiful virtues of Islam. Many hadiths have been transmitted regarding the trust in Allah and the tawakkul in God. In the Holy Quran, we also read, the following regarding tawakkul. If Allah helps you, no one can overcome you. But if he forsakes you, who will help you after him? So, in Allah, let all the faithful put their trust. It's also been mentioned in the Holy Quran, say, nothing will befall us except what Allah has ordained for us. He is our master. And in Allah, let all the faithful put their trust. So trust is a very beautiful and a very important and pertinent virtue that all Muslims should adopt. But the question arises as to what exactly is the etiquettes of trust in Allah? How should it be carried out? Fortunately, we have an answer to this question in the form of this beautiful hadith, which we will recite for you today. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, a group from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when the verse, and whoever is wary of Allah, he shall make a way out for him, and provide for him from whence he does not reckon. When this verse was revealed and it descended, a group of the companions of the Prophet locked their doors and engaged themselves in worship, saying, we have been sufficed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam found out about this, meaning these people thought that if you trust in Allah, Allah will provide you with all you need and you don't have to do anything. You know, you don't have to go outside and work, you don't have to go look for your sustenance and so on and so forth. You know, they misconstrued this verse to mean this and they misinterpreted it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam found out about this. So he sent for them and said, what made you do what you were doing? They replied, O Messenger of Allah, our sustenance is being taken care of. So we have occupied ourselves in worship. They said, you know, God is going to give us everything. He's told us about this in the Holy Quran. You know, in the simplicity of their hearts, you know, this is what they assumed it meant. So he said, whoever does this, his call will not be answered by Allah. If you do this and you pray to God, he won't answer you. You must rather seek out your livelihood. So from this hadith, we can gather that one of the etiquettes in trust in God is to actually work and to make an effort, a voluntary effort on your own part. And then leave the results and the outcomes of that effort in the hand of God to sort out. This is basically what this hadith wishes to state. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the etiquette of trust in Allah from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma
صلِّ على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صلِّ على محمد وآل محمد